This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Unusually cold temperatures means there's only one way to go. Mid-30s by the weekend and maybe 40s next week. The notifications from the National Weather Service are done for now. Snow is possible for areas today and tonight. The latest is coming up in the forecast. There will be live coverage on WAUK for the big speech tonight. Governor Tony Evers will deliver the State of the State address this evening. His office says he'll be focusing on lowering costs for Wisconsinites, affordable housing, support for public schools, and child and mental health care. After the Madison school shooting, he said he'd be unveiling his most robust gun reform proposal yet. His top priorities as governor have largely been rebuked by Republicans. They still hold the majority in the legislature, but that majority has gotten smaller. The State of the State address is tonight at 7 at the Capitol in the Assembly Chambers. The Republicans will then hold their own rebuttal. Again, live coverage tonight on WAUK. The State Department of Health Services has launched a new outreach campaign to highlight the risk of menthol tobacco products. Lisa Hale has more.
The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has launched a new outreach campaign to highlight the risk of menthol tobacco products. According to a press release, DHS officials say about 9,300 people under the age of 18 in Wisconsin will try cigarettes for the first time each year, half of whom will start with menthol cigarettes. Officials are also warning about targeted marketing of the products in communities of color, leading to a higher rate of smoking prevalence. The DHS is running a digital marketing campaign to expand the public awareness.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at waukradio.com.
Marquette defeats Seton Hall. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles with a win on the road over Seton Hall, the final 76-59, a big night for Cam Jones, who led with 19 points after a poor showing over the weekend in their loss against Xavier. Head coach Shaka Smart.
You know, if you think about it, his role has changed so much in just, you know, the last several months. But I've got to make sure I help him understand that heavy is the head that wears the crown, and there's no two people that applies to in this program more than him and me.
Marquette hosts Villanova on Friday. The Badgers with a loss at UCLA, 85-83. The loss snapping a seven-game winning streak for the Badgers. They'll host Nebraska Sunday at noon at the Kohl Center. And in baseball, former Brewer and Yankee pitcher C.C. Sabathia voted into the Hall of Fame. The 6'6", 300-pound lefty came to Milwaukee in 2008 in that trade with Cleveland and led the Brewers to the postseason for the first time in 26 years. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Cameron Diaz would love to be in the sequel of The Mask, but there is a condition. The Something About Mary actress who starred in the first Mask as Tina Carlyle in 1994 said she would absolutely love to do another installment, but only if Jim Carrey is involved. In the film, Carrey played a banker who develops magical powers when he puts on a mask that makes him an ornery cuss. Carrey says he is open to another chapter of the franchise if the circumstances are right. Translation, show him the do-re-mi. If you're looking for a trip down memory lane, you might want to revisit David Lynch's foray into network television, 1992's Twin Peaks. Inspired by David Lynch's passing last week, I got the urge to check it out, and it does not disappoint. It's beautifully shot, as is all of Lynch's work, has great music, and it's got incredible acting by a phenomenal cast. It might seem a bit dated, but the story holds up. No spoilers, as casual fans might have forgotten who killed Laura Palmer. Beatles and or John Lennon fans will be interested to know that a new documentary about John and Yoko is coming this spring. Magnolia Pictures has announced that One-to-One, John and Yoko, will get an IMAX release April 11th. The film covers an 18-month period of John and Yoko's time in Greenwich Village in the early 1970s and features restored, never-before-seen footage. One-to-One will drop on Max for us streamers in late May of this year. Imagine not getting a role in a movie that is not live-action and has no real humans because the producers tell you you look like a Smurf. That is what happened to actor Josh Gad. Gad was up for a role in Avatar in 2019. 2009, but was told director James Cameron didn't think he had the right body type. Apparently, Gad has such a strange body, they couldn't even change it with CGI like they did every other actor. For more insights, check out Gad's new book, In Gad We Trust. Award shows seem to always have issues finding hosts. Not so for the Grammys, who welcomed Trevor Noah back to MC the festivities this year, which will be his fifth consecutive. Variety reports that the Emmy-winning comedian will also be a producer on this year's show. The 67th Grammy Awards ceremony will take place February 2 at the Crypto.com Arena in Los Angeles. Speaking of hosts, Conan O'Brien is set to host the Oscars, but these days, announcing hosts of the nominating ceremony has even become a big deal. Academy Award nominations will be announced Thursday, January 23. This year, hosting the announcements will be comedians Bowen Yang and Rachel Sennett. If you want to watch the event live, you'll have to set your alarm, as the announcements take place at 7:30 a.m. The actual Oscars ceremonies are March 2nd. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cloudy and breezy with light snow today, but it will be warmer. We'll get to 22 for a high this afternoon. The wind southwest gusting to 25 to 30 today. Tonight, light snow this evening. Overall, less than a half inch of accumulation, 14 our low. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 21. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Temperature now 6.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.